try to stay with that theme, sort of, because we've got a lot of fruit going on right now. And I'm going to go with the theme of what it means for us to want, and how want can be both a very bad thing, but a very good thing. So for us, wanting is involved heavily in our lives. We want, well, I know, I want more food all the time. My mom feeds me, I want more food. We want more money. We want bigger. We want better, and we want more. It's just who we are. The concept of wanting ties in nicely with self-control, because when you think about it, as many things do, a lack of self-control of the fruits of the Spirit, a lack of the fruit of the Spirit leads to us wanting. Wanting can be seen as a lack of self-control. Wanting can easily be done with a lack of patience. If we're not patient and we are constantly wanting it, I want now. And wanting, we believe that if we want something and we get it, we're going to experience a great amount of joy. We can read in the Bible in many different places, but I'm just going to use one example tonight. And that is of the children of Israel and the Israelites and how they were wanting so much from God when He was providing everything that they needed. But yet they still wanted more and more and more and more. And so in Exodus chapter 16 is where I'm going to go tonight. We see how they ask God, and they say that back in Egypt, we were getting our meat and we were getting our bread. And God said, well, I'm hearing you. So I'm going to give you that meat. I'm going to give you that bread. And yet they still, in their wanting, took more than what they should have and hung on to it overnight. And the food spoiled and God was disappointed with them. And that they weren't being faithful to God and they weren't at peace with God. So in Exodus chapter 16, starting in verse 9, we're going to read. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for He has heard your complaints. The complaints, as I just said, being that they wanted the pots of meat. As we read in verse 3, they wanted the pots of meat and the bread to be full. And He said, I've heard your complaints. Verse 10, now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Verse 13, so it was that quails came up in the evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay on the ground all around the camp, and when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? They didn't know what it was. Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat. This is a thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need. One omer for each person, according to the number of the persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent. Then the children of Israel did so. They gathered more, and some gathered less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, let no one leave any of it until the morning. Notwithstanding, they did not take heed to Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning. And it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. So you'd think that they would learn their lesson. They would learn that they need to listen. God's providing them with what they need. But as we read in verse 22, they mess up again. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. So they laid it up until the morning, and as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Then Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. Now, of course, it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. All I really wanted to get across is that's the bad side of wanting. That's constantly wanting more. And you want to be having more so that you can feel like you have some sort of joy. In our lives, what we should want is we should want, in the good sense, to be better Christians. We should want to follow in the Christianly life. We should want to honor God through our songs and pick up the tempo for some songs because we feel that it truly possesses the meaning of what the song should portray. We should want to learn more about God. And if there's anyone here who wants to be baptized, let it be known. You can come forth and let anybody know that you want to be baptized, and we'll help you do it. And if you'd like to come forward, please do it now as we stand and sing our final song.